You've got to be impressed, gentlemen, whatever you think of Carmichael and what he's done wrong. He has put his hand up straight away and said, look, I've done the wrong thing and I'm going to cop my medicine.
I tell you what else has been impressive, how quickly it's been done and dealt with. He copped his medicine, the ARU comes straight out, penalised him, done and dusted him in the same day. It's over. Move on.
Isn't that a lesson, Rudy? If you were being a media advisor, you say, this, okay, you've been caught, you plead, it, well, if you are guilty, you plead guilty. And it's like a Band-Aid. You rip it off, it's going to hurt, but it's only going to hurt for a brief time.
Well, they're talking 18 months, 2 years for the Titans players. But, I mean, obviously they're pleading not guilty. So, you know, if they believe they're innocent, they're probably not going to put their hand up, are they?
But I wonder if they see the Carmichael's copped his whack and only, inverted commas, a six-week suspension and think, oh, geez, we might have should have done the same thing.
You know, the other problem for them, Dan, is they're probably a little bit more expendable than Carmichael Hunt, some of them are anyway, to their football club.
Do you think, okay, let me ask you this. We're going to get to your mail shortly. Do you think the Titans management is all that unhappy that Bird and Taylor, on big money, are possibly going to have to make way?
No, I'd be surprised if they kept those blokes.
So
regardless of what happens, I'd be surprised if those guys survived.